What's going on, y'all? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I'm in a Barry White mood. Since it's late night, I'm doing a late night show. I got to go old school and play some Barry White on y'all ass.
I'm willing to play.
Willing to play.
Whatever you say.
Whatever you say. Let it ride. I got to let this ride. What y'all know about this?
Playing your game, baby. Your game, baby.
I got to let this ride for 1 minute. All right, that's enough of that. That's
playing
enough of that. Game, man, we're here, man. Welcome to a late
your
night edition game, of Tariq Radio. I'm here. I know I'm a little late, but I'm here. It's late night. I'm here with you. The phone number is 818-850-5404. All y'all got y'all asses up this late. What y'all doing up this late? Up to no good. But I'm here with you, ready to chop that thing right on up. Again, the phone number is 818-850-5404, family. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Y'all do not move a muscle, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you have any personal dating issues that you need addressed right now? Dating and life coach Mr. Locario will help you with his 30-minute game session. The Mr. Locario's 30-minute game session is a private one-on-one coaching session on the phone or through Skype. For 30 minutes, you'll get answers to any dating questions you have. To set up your 30-minute game session, go to MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
What's up, family? You know it's time to get your Second Amendment game in order, and you need to check out one of the most well-respected black-owned gun stores / consultants in the United States. Redstone Firearms. Not only can you purchase guns from them, they also offer consulting, educating, and training about your weapons. They will also give you a lot of good game on gun laws and so much more. You guys need to go right now to RedstoneFirearms.com. That's RedstoneFirearms.com. Also, follow them on Instagram at Redstone Firearms and follow them on Facebook at Redstone Firearms. What's up, family? You guys need to check out RoyallyMelanated.com. Now, Royally Melanated is a publishing company that offers empowering African-American children's books and other empowering content. They are currently having a back-to-school sale with many items heavily discounted. They also offer one-on-one consultations, and they offer services that range from editing, idea cultivation, distribution, and promotions. So check out the sales and services over at RoyallyMelanated.com right now.
What if I told you there was a place in this world where black people own their community, where black people run the politics and control all the commerce coming in and out? What if I told you there's a place where we police our own community, where we deal with crime and justice without the need of the government? What if I told you there was a place where mothers, fathers, grandmothers, children, workers, and gangsters work for one thing, the strength, survival, and growth of the community? Welcome to the City of God. Hear a first-hand account in this new documentary about the realities of being an independent community and the work and sacrifice, the blood and pain that you need to maintain it. Apply for an early screening at tinyurl.com/City of God Enforcer. That's tinyurl.com/City of God Enforcer.
Check out this brand new book called Once Upon a Time in Gatlinburg. This book is written by a newcomer named Daniel Hughes. Now, this book is about a black introverted teenager named Jeremiah, who's 17 years old. He's going through abandonment issues. He's going through self-awareness issues. He's going through growing pains. So it's a real deep story you need to check out. Once Upon a Time in Gatlinburg. It's available now on Amazon. You can get the paperback for $8, and you can get the Kindle version for $3. So again, get Once Upon a Time in Gatlinburg on Amazon right now.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Chris Man, everybody.
and I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Do you have
Yo. Oh, I'm back. Almost had a little technical glitch there, but what's up? We're back right here live on Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have y'all tuning in for a late night show. It is late in the evening out here on West Coast time, so I know it's late where you are out there on the East Coast. I know a lot of East Coast cats stay up late, but we are here ready to chop up some game, family. A lot of folks are asking about 1804, the movie. That is my new documentary film coming out next month, October. If you are in Los Angeles, it's going to premiere here first at the Area Fine Arts Theater, October 12th. The world premiere will be in LA, October 12th, 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets at 1804movie.com. The rest of the country, it will premiere October 19th. That's Thursday, one day only. So y'all got to go on that day. Now, certain cities, we might have it in a couple of theaters on multiple days, but you got to go to 1804movie.com. We've added New York, so all my New Yorkers, y'all been saying, hey, we got to have the movie in New York. It is going to be in New York. It is going to be in New York, ladies and gentlemen, at the Sunshine Theater in New York. So go to 1804movie.com. Let me give y'all some of the cities real quick. Now, some of the cities, I know Dallas is halfway sold out. I can, certain sites, I can look up the sales. And you can look up the seating on the website. Now, it's going to be at two theaters in Baltimore. It's going to be at the Senator Theater, and it's going to be at the Harbor East Theater in Baltimore. In Boston, it's going to be at the Kendall Theater. In Dallas, it's going to be at the Magnolia Theater. In Denver, it's going to be at the Mayan Theater. In Detroit, it's going to be at the Main Art Theater. In Houston, it's going to be at the River Oaks Theater. In Indianapolis, the Glendale Theater. Los Angeles, October 12th, is going to be at the Fine Arts Theater. On the other dates, it's going to be in Miami, Merrick Park Theater, Minneapolis, Edina Theater, New York City, the Sunshine Cinema Theater, Philadelphia Ritz Bortz Theater, Raleigh, North Carolina, Mission Valley Cinema, San Diego, Hillcrest Theater, San Francisco, the Clay Theater, Seattle, the Crest Theater, St. Louis, Plaza Frontenac Theater, and Washington, D.C., Bethesda Row. Ladies and gentlemen, so go to 1804movie.com and also go to hiddencolorsfilm.com if you don't have your Hidden Colors DVD.
Yo, Brother Flex.
What's up, man? Who is this?
Hey, Brother Flex, this is Jay the King, man, calling from Los Angeles.
Jay the King, how are you, brother?
Hey, man, shit is crazy, man. It seems like it's getting worse and worse by the minute, brother.
Man, no doubt, no doubt. What's on your mind?
Well, two things, man, I wanted you to speak on. And the first thing is, you know, coming from Los Angeles, man, we as black people, man, we're spread out all over the place, man. So there's a heavy concentration of Latinos, man, where it used to be predominantly black people.
Oh, yeah.
So I go to this pool, man, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I work out, try to keep myself right. And one thing, man, I'm starting to notice, man, with a lot of the younger sisters, man, is a new term that I coined called tortilla winching.
Oh, wow. Damn.
real talk, brother. Man. This sister, man, because I'm sorry. Go ahead,
brother. Go
ahead. I come in with my family, and we swim. And, you know, it's a younger sister. She's a lifeguard. And, you know, she gives us, like, a real foul. Her demeanor's real nasty toward us, man, and real standoffish. But, you know, when she deals with the Hispanics, man, in the pool, she's real nice, and she's cheesing, and she's grinning, and, you know, she's got a Hispanic boyfriend. And at first I thought, you know, maybe I was just tripping, but she does that with anyone black that comes in there. She's real kind of nasty and foul, but she runs to kind of be like overly helpful, you know what I'm saying, to anybody Latino.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, she said, fuck bed winching. She's tortilla winching.
Yeah. I've seen that a lot too. I've seen that with certain sisters out here in LA. I know some personally. I know some that will only date Latino dudes. They'll go date a motherfucker standing in front of Home Depot as long as they're Latino. You dig? So yeah, that shit is heavy. They didn't have enough game to upgrade to a white dude or whatever. They didn't have something that they couldn't get a white dude, so they just settled for the Latino dudes. And usually it's the hood chicks. They're low-key hood, but not too hood. It's a real. I've seen it. I've seen a lot of those chicks that only date Hispanic dudes. Man, it's real. You know, and the system of white supremacy does that. This is why we got to break that psychological barrier off of us, man. But anyway, thanks for the call, brother. Let me get some other game going on in here, man. And this is why I always challenge the system of white supremacy, because it does a psychological number on us. It's a real heavy thing. Now, let me get to a few things. Have y'all seen the picture of the rapper Young Jock wearing a damn dress? There's a picture of Young Jock and a video. He's in Hollywood somewhere. He has on a long evening gown, so it's clearly something to do to get some kind of attention. Then he made another follow-up video like, yeah, you know, I got some money. I'm getting this money. And in so many words, he's basically saying, you know, I'm just doing this for attention, you know, I'm getting money, blah, blah, blah. And my thing is, dude, if you got to put on a fucking dress to get some money, just go ahead and open up your butt cheeks up and be a hoe. Now, you dudes out here sounding like hoes. That's hoe talk. Yeah, I wore a dress, but I'm getting some money. That's hoe talk. That makes you a hoe. Come on, brother, Young Jock. You got to do all that for attention? What else you going to do? You done got you a little Fantasia perm. You got you a little Lady of Soul dress. And, I mean, what else would you do for money, nigga? We got to have some kind of decorum with dudes who say, hey, look, I'm not going to do anything for money. Motherfuckers who do anything for money is a definition of a hoe. Not even a good hoe, either. That's something that don't need to be promoted at all. Grown-ass man would do anything for a damn buck. Man, sit down with that bullshit, man. This is why when I got to school a lot of these young dudes, man, as grown goddamn men, we got young dudes out here watching what we doing. Nigga, we got to start setting some real examples for the young dudes out here. I know grown nigga over 30-something out here rocking a dress talking about he getting some money. Fuck is wrong with niggas out here, man? It's funny until it ain't funny. Because understand, we got to start looking at the youth. We got to start looking at what our children see. See, the white supremacists are looking out for their children. The white supremacists, they protect their children no matter what. No matter what they do. I have a theory. White kids can do no wrong. Yesterday, there was a shooting, I think somewhere in Seattle, a white kid did it. They haven't released nothing about that kid. Nothing. They have his name, nothing. No pictures, nothing. They're protecting this fucking psycho killer ass kid. They protect their children no matter what they do. Out there in New Hampshire, I talked about this last week, a little black child, they keep calling him biracial, but this little black child was almost lynched by a group of white teens. We haven't heard nothing about what happened to those white teens. The police out there are protecting these white teens. I don't even think they arrested them. We haven't heard anything about these white teens. Nothing. Not one thing about what happened to these white teens. So I think that law enforcement out there, they're protecting these kids. They're not doing anything to them. And that's the thing, man. We got to understand the white supremacists, they protect theirs. We, on the other hand, leave our kids out there to the damn wolves. We leave our kids out there hanging and we give them bad examples because the white supremacists are our teachers. So we think that white mommy and white daddy are going to do the dirty work for us of raising the kids. And I call it dirty work because it's hard work to raise kids and to set examples sometimes, but that's what being an adult is about. So we got to start thinking about the next generation. See, we got to start sacrificing ourselves to a certain degree for the next generation. Let me tell y'all something. Out here battling white supremacy, it's a hard job. You don't want the bumps and the bruises of death threats all the time and the threat of violence from these crazy races. But the thing is, we put in that work so that the children will have an easier route to go. So we got to start looking out for the next generation and giving game for the next generation. Yeah, these white supremacists, they got a code, that 1488, the 14 words. We have to secure a place for white children, some shit like that, but the 14 words. These white supremacists are ramming people down in cars in order to maintain the 14 words to ensure an existence for white children, meaning they have to maintain white supremacy so that white children or certain white children can grow up and take the white supremacist mantle if they choose. Because white supremacy, understand this, is a choice. White supremacy is a choice. And the thing is, we got to do stuff so that the next generation don't have to do it. The next generation don't have to go through the dirty work. And right now, see, the white supremacists, you notice they're doing the dirty work right now. They're sacrificing themselves. You have the Dylann Roofs and all these people out here committing terrorist acts, committing mass shootings and all this stuff. I mean, they're sacrificing for the next generation. They're doing that right now. These white supremacists are out here waging war for the next generation, so they need a new generation of white supremacists to maintain the system. So they're waging war, and we out here getting perms and wearing Florida Evans dresses. So we got to be real. Look at the white supremacists out here protecting people like Ben Shapiro, by the way. And I'm going to talk about Ben a little bit later. Suspected white supremacist Ben Shapiro, who says vile, vile shit about black people. I've been going in all day about him, but I'm really talking about on today's show. I'm talking about how the white supremacists always want to put what they deem uppity Negroes in their place. The white supremacists always want to put uppity Negroes, black folks they deem as uppity, in their place. And that brings me to ESPN and Jemele Hill. Now, Jemele Hill, she's a sports commentator on ESPN. Now, we know the sports industry in general is dominated, just like all other areas of activity, it's dominated by white supremacy. And the white supremacists, they have to make a point to keep the Negroes in check off field when it comes to the sports industry. They're very big on keeping the Negroes on check. They're very big on that because the white supremacists say, look, you Negroes can dominate us on the field. You can run circles around us on the field. On that field, it's an equal playing field, and it's the battle of the best. And the best wins, and usually you black folks are the best on that field. You outperform us. But outside of the field, we will put you in your place and let you know we're running this. we control what happens out here. We're going to beat you off the field in our system of white supremacy. And this is why they blacklisted our brother Colin Kaepernick, because my brother, he stood up for himself. He stood up for black people. And that's another thing. You're not supposed to stand up for the black people. If you talk about race, it's all about what about black on black crime. You're never supposed to challenge white supremacy. You're supposed to do like us, white supremacists, and act like white supremacy don't exist. And if you acknowledge the existence of white supremacy, we're going to use that system that we pretend doesn't exist. We're going to use that to punish you. You see that circular logic that the white supremacists abide by? So they don't want Kaepernick to talk about white supremacy and challenge white supremacy. And when he does, they use that same system against him. And you notice one thing about the white supremacists, they're always changing the narrative. See, our brother Colin is protesting white supremacy and police brutality within the system of white supremacy. The white supremacists are trying to flip that into him being anti-flag. This is why we have to control the narrative, because the white supremacists, they're always trying to control the narrative and flip the narrative to where they want to flip it. This is why I really wish more black people just stop watching these sports shows altogether. Leave the sponsors alone. We got to have more discipline to shut down bullshit. Now at ESPN, now you know ESPN is usually the Sambo buck dancing Django network. You got the white supremacists prop up. And understand, we cannot be lost on this. The Sage Steeles, the Stephen A. Smiths, the Jason Whitlocks, all of these. Now, Jason, he's not with ESPN no more, but he's with Fox Sports. But same thing. He was spewing that coonery when he was on ESPN. So they allow Stephen A. Smith, Jason Whitlock to get on these sports shows and say the most vile things about black people all the time. They're always justifying black folks getting harmed in some way. They're running interference for systematic racism. They talk about race all the time, as long as they're throwing black folks under the bus all the time. Our sister, Jemele Hill, she stood up for herself and she spoke some real shit on Twitter. She said that Trump was a white supremacist and he surrounded himself around other white supremacists. ESPN came out and apologized for her. They said, well, she was wrong and she shouldn't have said that, and ESPN don't stand by that. So now they issue an apology based on this sister telling the truth. And they're reprimanding this sister. They tried to make her do like a half-ass apology or whatever. The sister stood her ground for the most part. But the fact that they had to reprimand this sister for speaking against white supremacy further proves that we're dominated by white supremacy. And her saying that Trump is a white supremacist, please tell me where the lie is. Somebody tell me, where's the lie? I want to know where the lie is. Because when you look at the history of Donald Trump, Donald Trump has had an entire career of practicing white supremacy. Now let's look at the definition. Google the definition of white supremacy. The belief that white people are superior to those of all other races, especially the black race, and should therefore dominate society. That's the Merriam-Webster definition of white supremacy. That is the legal definition of white supremacy. Okay? If you Google that definition, that's the first thing you see. And based on that definition of white supremacy, Donald Trump is that. And when you have systematic white supremacy and our brother Neil E. Fuller breaks it down, where you dominate, control, and mistreat people classified as non-white. Donald Trump has done that. Based on facts, these are not opinions. Donald Trump is a documented white supremacist. Donald Trump has court cases on file of him practicing white supremacy. You can Google it. This is not conjecture. This is not guessing. This is not making false assumptions. Donald Trump has a history, a documented history, of practicing white supremacy. In the 70s, Donald Trump was sued for discriminating against black tenants. I've talked about that several times. Back in the 70s, Donald Trump had racial discrimination cases where he and his father, Fred, they were sued for systematically discriminating against black people in their housing rentals. This is a fact. This is not me making it up. This is a documented fact that the man was sued over. That's white supremacy, family. When you open a business that's supposed to be open to all people and housing is supposed to be to all people, and you say that whites can get in but blacks cannot, and you come up with a system to deny black people housing based on them being born as you deem the wrong color, that is the definition of white supremacy. That is the definition of white supremacy. Donald Trump has also been sued for denying black people casino jobs. This was in the 90s. So again, Donald Trump has also been quoted, and different people who've worked for him, they said that he don't want black people touching his money. He's always made disparaging comments about black people. One of his ex-wives said that he had Nazi books that he would read. I mean, these are people who know him. I mean, he has a history of practicing white supremacy. He's been very consistent about practicing white supremacy. Oh, we look like we have some white supremacists in the room. We have some white supremacists in the room. Somebody said, how about black supremacy? Well, you can't have both white supremacists in the room. There's no such thing as black supremacy. You can't have white supremacy and black supremacy. You can't have two supremes. That's a contradiction. Supreme means end all be all. You cannot have two supremes. You dig? Some of y'all white supremacists call up. I would love to debate with you tonight. I'm up for it. What's up? Who's calling? Hello. Okay, come on now. We got a lot of white supremacists in the room. They've been following me on Twitter all day because I've been roasting the shit out of them. What's up? Who's calling? Tariq. What's up, man? Who's this?
Hey, this is Chase calling from Chicago. Chase, I wanted to know if you could touch on the Kanika Martin case a little bit more in depth.
You know what? I'm still learning about that case. There's so much stuff going on, so I don't even know all the ins and outs of it. So I gotta learn some more about that case, man. But let me get on some other stuff right now. I don't want to get too much into the. There's too much going on with that. I gotta learn the ins and outs of it. That shit is all over the place. About the young sister who was found in a freezer in Chicago, I've heard about 4, 5, 6 different damn stories. So I don't really know. So I don't really want to kind of go up on that right now, so I have to really do some research about that. Let me see who's going. Yeah, somebody said I was going up against the world. Yeah, I was going against all the white supremacists on Twitter earlier.
Yo,
what's up? Who's calling?
Tariq.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? This is Joel DJ Heartthrob out of Seattle, man.
I'm going to have you call back, brother. I want some of the white supremacist trolls to call up. I want white supremacist trolls to call up. That's who I want to call up. What's up? Who's calling?
Yep. Keith from Nashville.
I had your call back, Keith.
Okay.
I want the white supremacist trolls to call up. I want them to call up. If you are a troll, I want you to call up if you white supremacists. I was going in on those white supremacists on Twitter today. And I'm gonna go into that in a minute. But like I was saying, I'm gonna talk about our sister Jemele Hill. So Jemele Hill, she said that Trump was a white supremacist. And, you know, as we see, it's been documented that he has practiced white supremacy. He has made excuses for open white supremacists. He has brought white supremacists within the White House, like Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, in his own words, said that his platform, Breitbart, was a venue for the alt-right, which is nothing but a genocidal white supremacist group. I mean, everybody around this man, Trump, he's surrounding himself around people who have one thing in common: systematic white supremacy, open white supremacy. This man has said that white supremacists who ram cars into people and beat up black folks and yell nigga in the streets, they are very fine people. I mean, he has made excuses for white supremacists. Even white supremacists said that Trump is their guy. When you have David Duke running around talking about Trump is our guy, he's doing our thing. So our sister Jemele, she was not incorrect in saying that Trump was a white supremacist. And the White House, the press secretary, that lady, I can't think of her name, with the strong, mean face who comes out there trying to be the whole tough lady. She was like, yeah, Jemele Hill, that was outrageous what she said, and she should be fired. Understand, do y'all know when Obama was president, not only was he called all types of monkeys and apes, but they would call him racist all the time, including Trump. Trump, if you look at Trump's tweets, and we were retweeting some of that stuff, Trump would call Obama racist all the time. Not only that, Trump would call any black person in the media racist. He would call Tavis Smiley racist. He called Turay racist. Trump would all his criticism of racism, he would point to black people. See, the white supremacists, they love trying to do the I'm white and I say so. It's black people who are the real racists. We're completely powerless. We don't control anything. But they like to try to project their racism onto us as a deflection. You dig? Oh, let me block. We got some white supremacist trolls in the room. Hold on 1 second. God, I'm out of here. Sarah Huckabee, that's her name. So she got on TV talking about how this sister should be fired. And the thing is, understand, the thing with Jemele Hill, ESPN had to check her, because understand, several people have called Donald Trump out on being a white supremacist. Many white people. They just had the Miss, was it Miss America, Miss USA? Did y'all see one of the white female contestants? She called out white supremacy and called out Trump and all that stuff. So you have a lot of white people who are calling out Trump and his white supremacist rhetoric. A lot of them. But you notice they had to reprimand Jemele Hill. I'm looking at their picture right now. That's why I had Sage still on the brain. But Jemele Hill had to be reprimanded. They had to come out and say, we're going to apologize because of her saying it. We're going to apologize because of Sage. I keep saying Sage fucking still. Let me take the picture down. But Jemele Hill, I keep looking at Sage still and saying her name. But Jemele Hill, they had to punish her because even though they know that Trump is practicing white supremacy, and understand, there's a civil war between the white supremacists and the white extremists. And see, a lot of people will try to make white extremists white supremacy. And I always tell people the difference. Understand, don't be fooled by people having this civil war. There are people who are against Trump and they will call out his white extremist views. They'll call out the alt-right who are white extremists, but these same people will still practice systematic white supremacy. See, white supremacy and white extremists, two different things. The white extremists will go out and ram somebody in a car and yell nigga. The white extremists will go put on a helmet and light a torch and run down the street talking about blood and soil. A white extremist will go in a church and shoot up a bunch of people. A white extremist will go in the forest and practice for attacking black people. A white supremacist is a local teacher who puts black children into special education based on race. That's a white supremacist. A white supremacist is a person on a jury who knows that a white person is guilty for killing a black person, but they'll acquit him anyway. That's a white supremacist. A white supremacist is a realtor who will up the price of a house because black people are trying to buy it. That's a white supremacist. A white supremacist is somebody who will give bank loans to white people, but if a black person comes in, they will come up with ways to deny them the bank loan. You see? Understand the difference between a white supremacist and a white extremist. And there's a lot of white supremacists who are battling the white extremists, because the white extremists are usually off code. And the thing about white supremacy, you're supposed to be on code, meaning you're supposed to be in denial of it. You're supposed to practice it by being on code. You use code words. You're not supposed to be out here yelling blood and soil, nigga, 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 with swastikas and yelling alt-right and hail Hitler. You're not supposed to do that, because now that's going to wake up the victims of white supremacy. Understand that. Because black folks get woke the fuck up when the white supremacy becomes very blatant, which is what I like. I like blatant white supremacy. I don't like all that low-key, quiet bullshit, because, see, that lulls black people to sleep. I like open, wide open, true to the game white supremacy. So now that helps black folks get on code. So they don't like the open white extremist type of white supremacy. They want them to be on code. So white supremacists will fight other white supremacists. And they will call out their version of white supremacy, and they'll condemn it. They'll condemn the alt-right and the neo-Nazis and the Klan. And understand, they love trying to reduce white supremacy to just those groups, which is bullshit. Those are just white extremists. Understand, don't let the white supremacists control the narrative. They're very good at trying to control the narrative. So the thing is, they like to be able to call out white supremacy on their terms, but when black folks do it, they have to let them know, hey, wait a minute, don't you step out of turn and get too uppity now. And that's what happened with Jemele Hill. Jemele Hill, they felt like she got a little uppity. She's stepping out of her place. Now, we can criticize, I'm speaking as a white supremacist, we can criticize other white extremists, but you mind your place, Kizzy. Don't you step out of bounds now. We're going to have to let you know your place. And that's what they were trying to do. Let her know her place. And that's what they do to a lot of us. The white supremacists will get on code. See, they don't want black folks stepping up, challenging white supremacy too much. That's why they like to try to do it for us, but on their own terms. We can't let them do that. I'm not going to let you challenge white supremacy on your terms, because all you're doing is tackling the alt-right and the neo-Nazis. We got a bigger problem with white supremacy. What about these white supremacists in the jury pool? See, I tackle all of it. And when you start thinking like that, the white supremacists will get on code and protect other white supremacists. Like today, Ben Shapiro, y'all, I've talked about him before. Ben Shapiro, suspected white supremacist. Ben has a publication, an online blog. It's a fake news site. It's a bunch of bullshit white supremacist rhetoric that's real codified. I think it's the Daily Wire. So he's one of these favorites of the white supremacist crowd. They look at him as an intellectual white supremacist who tries to use all these code words. He's a conservative. He's this, is that. He's nothing but another suspected white supremacist. He says vile shit about black people. He justifies black people being harmed. This man has put up tweets mocking Trayvon Martin for being killed. I mean, he's that type. And he's a favorite among the white supremacist crowd. They like to laud him as this great debater, which he's not. What he does, he's a very weak debater. He only debates shills, meaning hand-picked, cherry-picked people who he knows can't counter none of his bullshit. I have openly, and I still do, I open to challenge Ben Shapiro to a debate any damn time. Some of his white supremacist followers always talking about Tariq. Why don't you debate Ben Shapiro any fucking time? Ben Shapiro doesn't want to debate me because he knows I'm not a shill. He can't run that garbage on me. His tactic of talking fast and throwing out bogus numbers, I can tear that up in a minute. He's written books on how to debate leftists and all that bullshit. I will run circles around Ben Shapiro, and he knows that. He trolls me all the time. And he did a debate a couple of years ago with a couple of random black folks who they labeled Black Lives Matter, and they didn't have the gift of gab to combat all the bullshit he was saying. So the white supremacists, they try to laud that as some kind of victory. So he doesn't really have real debates. Not with nobody who's very thorough. He knows better. He'll throw out a bunch of bullshit stats and say, well, when numbers don't lie, it's that bullshit. Just a bunch of smoke and mirrors. So he was having a lecture in Berkeley, and there's a lot of controversy up there in Berkeley. The riot police were out. A lot of non-racist white people were out there protesting him, as they should. They were calling him out on his white supremacist views. And the white supremacists, they got like new talking points to protect his white supremacy. Understand, white call themselves Jewish, but they align themselves with the alt-right. There are a lot of those people throwing up the up here with open alt-right white supremacists. See, Germany, white supremacy has nothing to do with religion. White supremacy is its own religion. So discussing systematic white supremacy and calling them out. And with Ben Shapiro, Ben tries to play the maid, and I want to be right and exact with this tweet, and for some reason my computer is freezing the hell up. Let me see if people can hear me in the thing. Hold on 1 second, because I'm trying to pull up something and my computer's completely frozen. What's up? Who's calling? Okay. 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen. Hope these white supremacists didn't put a bug in my shit. Hold on 1 second. I'm checking my page. Y'all bear with me for 1 second. Because I got a lot of white supremacists in the chat room. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Hopefully my thing is working. Hold on. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, it's Keith from Nashville.
What's up? What's going on, Keith?
I'm trying to... when they start killing everybody over here in the U.S., do you think they're going to, like, shut the power off? Or what?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, to me, it's obvious they're trying to... They're going to kill people over here in the U.S. So... with these FEMA camps and stuff. So you think they're going to try and shut everybody's phone off first and start rattling people up or what? Because I think they're going to shut all the electricity off.
I mean, there's a lot of different tactics they can use, brother. I mean, shit. You know, that's one tactic. I mean, they can just start rattling motherfuckers up. It just depends. But there's a lot of shit they can do. I mean, just look at, we got to study some of these natural disasters that's happening. And when we have these natural disasters, black people are just out here powerless as shit and don't know what to do, don't know where to go. So, you know, we got to look at that as a precursor of to what can go down. You dig? But anyway, thanks for the call, brother. This brother sound like he was high as shit. That brother sound high than a motherfucker, didn't he? What's up? Who's calling?
Hello?
Yo, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up? This is Jay from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
EJ, how you doing, brother? What's on your mind?
Hey, you know there was a couple of break-ins in Miami, right? During the hurricane?
There was a couple of what?
Break-ins. Robberies.
Okay.
There was some down here in Fort Lauderdale, too. Like, right in the middle of a hurricane, a couple of cats broke into a clothing store, a Foot Locker, and a pawn shop.
Okay.
And they arrested everybody, and they started going around giving out curfews. Caught anybody out, they was going to arrest them.
Okay.
And you had like armored vehicles, like, I'm talking like military type shit and big ass guns.
Okay, all right, brother. Thank you, brother. All right. Well, some of y'all niggas, what are y'all smoking tonight, man? What are y'all smoking tonight? niggas on that good narcotic. I wonder, am I recording the show right now, man? My shit has just completely frozen up. I hope y'all can hear me. We are back right here with Tariq Radio. We had a couple of technical glitches, but I am back, ready to chop up some more good game. Y'all didn't miss nothing in the edits. Y'all hearing the edited version, but we're here. And earlier I was talking about the suspected white supremacist Ben Shapiro. He's doing, he did an event up in Berkeley today. And a lot of people were calling him out on his racism, his white supremacist views. And I was calling him out. And the narrative that they tried to frame was that Ben Shapiro cannot be a white supremacist because he's Jewish. You can't be a white supremacist and a Jew. That was the whole narrative that they're trying to frame. So now they're trying to set up that narrative. So now if you criticize him because of his racism, they'll try to say, well, you're anti-Semitic. That was the whole little bullshit talking point that they were trying to frame on everybody. They were anybody who criticized Ben Shapiro. So now they're trying to say that they're anti-Semitic. And they tried to pull that bullshit with me, and I was shutting their shit down because I said Ben Shapiro practices white supremacy and tries to hide the racism behind, because he's supposed to be Jewish. Let me give y'all exactly what I said. Hold on. Let me give y'all the quote. I'm looking it up on Twitter. Y'all bear with me and understand how the white supremacists, they try to get on code with their lies. Hold on one sec. Let me find exactly what I said and all that good stuff. Hold on one second. There you go. I said suspected white supremacist Ben Shapiro, who tries to mask his racial rhetoric by claiming to be Jewish, is in Berkeley right now. So the white supremacists, in their weak, feeble attempt to try to reframe the narrative, they're like, well, oh, you said Jewish, so you must be anti-Semitic. And let me tell you something, black folks, whenever the white supremacists try to do that deflective bullshit right there, you don't dignify their bullshit with a real response. You don't have to respond to that, because that just shows how desperate they are. You just point out their racial rhetoric, and most people who are trying to run with that white supremacist code are themselves suspected white supremacists. The white supremacists are desperate to try to find some type of comparative racism coming from black people. They understand the system of white supremacy. So they are always desperate to try to make black people anti something. You black people are anti-gay. You black people, if you don't like white supremacy, you're anti-white. They love to try to point their racism and their bigotry onto us. So that was a weak attempt, and I was battling white supremacists all day of them trying to use that bullshit talking point, because what I will not do, I will not let people like Ben Shapiro try to hide his white supremacist anti-black views behind other labels. Because see, that's what the white supremacists tried to do. And again, the name of the game, black folks, is them trying to get you on the defensive. And you got to play past that. You got to know how to play checkers with these white supremacists. Their job is to try to get you on the defensive so that you're trying to explain what you're not. I'm not about to sit up here and explain some damn anti-Semitism bullshit of them making shit up out of thin air. You have to point out their white supremacist views, and you have to stay on that. Jinkum, I'm banning people out of the chat room. So the thing is, they're trying to reframe the narrative. And the question I keep asking them, where in Judaism does it show that you're supposed to have anti-black rhetoric? Where? And they keep changing the subject, because if you want to talk about Judaism, you're going to have to show me where it's justifiable in the Torah or any Hebrew Bible, where it's justifiable to spew anti-black rhetoric, to mock black children being murdered, which is what Ben Shapiro did. Where in any Jewish text is that type of garbage? Because see, these people will try to sully different organizations and religions with their white supremacist views, and we have to separate them from the views they're trying to hide themselves behind. So nice try, white supremacists. This shit don't work. You dig? Nice try, but it don't work. And somebody in the chat room said, did I watch Ben's speech? I saw a little piece of it, and he's usually the same white supremacist bullshit, the same bullshit talking points where it's white supremacy ain't a problem, it's black culture. I can run circles around that. That's why he doesn't debate anybody. He doesn't really do. When was the last time Ben Shapiro really debated somebody very thorough, especially a black person? When was the last time Ben Shapiro ever debated a thorough black person? Never. He can't. And none of his followers can. My phone lines are wide open right now. Anybody can call my show. See, the white supremacists, you're stuck to trolling because you cannot defend your bullshit views. My line is wide open. I don't ban people from calling me. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello? Oh, I can't hear you. Hello?
You can't hear me, brother?
Oh, now I can hear you. I'm sorry, Tariq. My name is Anthony. I'm calling from L.A.
What's on your mind?
And I'm actually... Go ahead.
All right, brother. I'll have you call back later. I mean, shit. I don't want to slow down the vibe of the show. Yeah, like I said, my phone lines are wide open. See, the white supremacists, y'all can come up with y'all bullshit screen names. See, white supremacy has to hide itself because white supremacy, there's no logic behind it. White supremacy is all about I'm white and I say so. And when you have somebody like me who will logically challenge your bullshit, y'all like to get into Twitter arguments. You like to jump in the chat room under fake names and hurl insults. But you can't go toe-to-toe for real and explain your white supremacist views. See, the thing is, especially with somebody like me who study you white supremacists day in and day out, you dig? You can't go up against a real one, somebody who studies your bullshit all the time. The phone number again is 818-850-5404. That's why white supremacy has to be done. And if you gotta hide and sneak and do something, you shouldn't be doing it. Only people who have to sneak and hide and have little covenants and all this little sneaky bullshit and fake debates. You can't really debate anybody. You got to handpick shields that you can debate, but you can't really have an open debate with nobody because you know your bullshit would get crushed. My phone line has been open for 10 years. Anybody can call my show. I don't cherry pick, hand pick. The alt-right, every last one of the white supremacist groups, I've invited them. I've had Richard Spencer on my show. He lasted for 15 minutes and ran. I was debunking his bullshit every which way but Sunday. All of them. That's why they hate me so much. They have to troll. You can't win a real debate. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello, it's Don. Hello, you hear me?
What's up, man? Y'all killing me with the damn Boost mobile phones, man.
Oh, wait, can you hear me now?
Yeah, man, what's on your mind?
Oh, what's going on? Hey, I heard last week that you were talking about the people that hacked your website.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, this is BTOMB God. I'm the guy that owns Buck That Friend of my business. I wanted to talk about, they had a guy named Weave. He runs the Daily Stormer. Me and him kind of grew up. He's a computer hacker now. I work cybersecurity, too.
Okay.
They are positioning themselves to always have a foothold ahead of us when it comes to computer security and computer skills. We have to position our children to learn these skills.
Yes.
Because I used to want to do the little camp for the kids so they can learn computer programming. I think I'm going to revamp it to something else. I want to do something called maybe Zulu Computer Security for the children. That way they can grow up with the skill set to know how to do certain stuff, because we're really behind the ball right now, and it's disgusting to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, because, like, even with me, I come into in a position where I have to make money, I have to support my family, but most of the other black people with the skill set that I possess, they're more concerned kissing white people's asses at these Fortune 500 companies and making bullshit money for them.
Absolutely.
Instead of helping us out.
Yeah, and these white supremacists, they just create. I mean, thank you for the call, brother, because I want to talk, and this brother just gonna kind of go on promoting this shit. And I feel you, brother, but let's get it popping, and then holler at me. But I don't want this brother to just promote his shit nonstop, and let's just take the show to another direction. I feel you, brother. Email me if you want to politic about that. But the white supremacists got a website called Gab, and it's a platform for white supremacists, straight up. So they do stay a step ahead, a few steps ahead. The white supremacists are ahead, big time. Oh, well, somebody, speaking of Gab, somebody in the chat room's name is White Cuck from Gab. Hilarious. Man. But the white supremacists are in the room heavy. But the thing is, and earlier I talked about how it's important for us to call out systematic white supremacy and not let them control the narrative, not let them try to get us on the defensive by making their little bullshit allegations against us of being anti something. That's the smoke screen. Understand this, black people, when white supremacists say, well, black people are the real racists, black people are anti-gay, black people are anti-Semitic, that's a smoke screen, because if you're on the defensive, that takes the hot seat off them. They get out the hot seat and they wiggle out of dealing with white supremacy. That the name of the game is for them to deflect, 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 deflect. So don't fall for their deflections. Do not fall for their deflections. And also, don't fall too much for the coon train that they send your way. Because I gotta play a clip of this one Sambo, this Pastor Mark Burns. He's one of these Trump ass kissers. So Pastor Mark Burns, let me play this clip, family. Y'all gotta listen to this. Now he's buck dancing it up. He's talking about how white people don't like being called white supremacists. Hold on, did I just mess the thing up? Hold on, please don't tell me I just messed this thing up. And I had it set right where I wanted to set it. Damn it. I had this shit right where I wanted it. Hold on one second. And now I got to find it again. Hold on. I had it right where I wanted it. Ah, I hate when I do that shit, yo. Hold on one second. Let me find it again. Let me find this thing again. Now it's going to take me forever to find it. But I had it set on Mark Burns. Hold on one second. God damn it. Hold on one second. I've been having so many technical difficulties tonight. All right, I think this is it. Hold on one second. Media. Okay, because this dude did a video of him defending white supremacy. Okay, come on, where is this thing? And he comes across real moist, by the way. This dude right here. Hold on, where's the damn clip? Okay, I'm trying to find. Okay, there's pictures of him with Omarosa. I think, is Mark Burns on that whole Trump diversity team bullshit? I want to say he's on that, because he's basically one of those paid shills for Trump. And I say paid very loosely, because it doesn't take a lot of money for these guys. Okay, come on, man. Where's the damn thing? Hold on, man. I had this fucking thing set. Okay. Hold on one second, man. I'm going to show y'all this thing. Y'all bear with me. Y'all bear with me one second. Because my dude sent me this. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Okay. So this is Mark Burns. He was on Periscope. Hold on, let me put it to the minute mark. He was on Periscope defending white supremacy. He was like, well, white people don't want to be called white supremacists. And we shouldn't call them that, because that's like calling black people nigga. All right, now listen to this. Hold on.
Premise. Period. Share this broadcast. Get it around the world. Somebody has to say it. Somebody has to say it, and I'm just going to say it. This is not, because this is wrong is wrong.
Okay, can y'all hear this nigga? Now, he has on some colored contacts, by the way. He's talking. The camera's all up in his face, and he has
he has on some colored contacts, all right? So just giving you a visual of Pastor Mark Burns. And he comes across real moist. But he, listen to this.
Being called a white supremacist when you're not a white supremacist is just as offensive as being called the N-word when you're not. And you see how messed up our society is, because we can't even say the N-word, but we can say white supremacist. White people don't want to be called white supremacist when they're not white.
That's why I like to use the term suspected white supremacists. Somebody, and we live in a system of white supremacy. In a system of white supremacy, somebody's a white supremacist. Not all white people. That's why we don't call all white people white supremacists. We differentiate between white people and white supremacists.
Supremacists, just like black people, don't want to be insulted or called the N-word when we're not ignorant, which that's what that word means.
The N-word, let me break that down. The N-word does not mean ignorant. Nigger does not mean ignorant. I mean, yeah, he's buck dancing. He's cooning it up. He's another paid coon. But again, these are white supremacist talking points. Understand, nigger doesn't mean ignorant. That's a misnomer. The word nigger has never meant ignorant. The word nigger is very specific to black people. It's a term used specifically for black people. It does not mean ignorant. If it meant ignorant, why aren't ignorant white people called nigger? Why aren't ignorant Asians called nigger? Why is that word specifically reserved for us? It doesn't mean ignorant. Nigger does not mean ignorant, because intelligent black people are called nigger. Dr. Martin Luther King wasn't ignorant. He was called a nigger. Barack Obama was the president. He was called nigger all the time. So nigger doesn't mean ignorant at all. And our brother Neely Fuller broke this word down. See, the thing is, when they call you something and they can't give you a definition of what they're calling you, that's a very powerful word. See, they've given the word to you, but they've never given you a real definition of what nigger meant. That's why the word is so offensive. Nigger just means victim of white supremacy. That's all it means. And that's why it's a negative word. People say, well, it means black. Okay, why is it negative? Why is it offensive? And nobody can explain why. They can explain the origin of why it's offensive. And it's offensive because it means victim of white supremacy. No matter how you spell it, it means victim of white supremacy. N-I-G-G-A is still victim of white supremacy. So that's why black people can say the word, because we're just acknowledging, hey, my nigga, hey, my other victim of white supremacy. And when a white person used the word, you're admitting that you're victimizing us. That's why they try to play with black folks can say it. How come I can't say it? You can say it, but you're admitting that you're victimizing me. You see, you got to be codified with the word. Yeah, you can say it, but if you say it, you're admitting that you are victimizing me. You are admitting it, because that's all nigger means. Victim of white supremacy. You dig?
We are intelligent creatures. We need to stop this, and the fact is, if a person, and there have been people fired on ESPN for lesser things, but if an ESPN white person would say the N-word on television, they would immediately be fired. They would immediately lose all their deals.
Because nigger has never been a word that's been in the court system. Whites, look, calling somebody a white supremacist based on their actions, that's not wrong. If they've been practicing white supremacy and you point out what they've been doing, that's not offensive. You're just telling the truth. If you said call somebody a white supremacist and they've never done anything to harm anybody black, yeah, that would be offensive. But we're talking about Donald damn Trump, where you got people out here dressed like him killing people based on race, or attacking people based on race. You got people out here dressed like Donald Trump wearing Make America Great hats and running people over in cars. That's happening. It's not a guess, a speculation. People are doing that under the name of Donald Trump. And the thing is, the white supremacists told us they were white supremacists, different than nigger. there were never any laws made by black people using the word nigger. But there were laws by white supremacists using the word white supremacists. The white supremacists wrote books on maintaining white supremacy. They told us that they were white supremacy, white supremacist. White supremacy is their word. White supremacy is their word. The people who created the Confederate flags and the Confederate monuments and all, these people, in their words, said that they were white supremacists. People like Thomas Jefferson, even forget about the Confederacy, but he's the father of white supremacy. I mean, he wrote a book going on and on about how superior white people were over black people. Remember, the Confederacy, all of these dudes were open white supremacists in their own words. They kept repeating the term white supremacy. It's their word. It's their word, nigga. It ain't our word. They said they were white supremacists, and I believe them. You had laws that said white supremacy. You had Supreme Court rulings, the Dred Scott decision that went on and on about white supremacy, how supreme white people are over black people. There were laws maintaining white supremacy. Until recently, some of these Confederate statues had the words white supremacy on them. It's their word. They said they were white supremacists. Now that the term white supremacy has taken on a more negative meaning, because they used to take pride in it. Hell, people like John Wayne, an American icon, he himself said he was a white supremacist. Go look up the interview John Wayne did for Playboy magazine. He said he was a white supremacist. Icons, these are words that they use. They tell us that. Anybody want to debunk me, hit me up. You just got people trolling in the chat room. They can't do nothing but troll. But it's their word. So getting a paid shill to run interference for you, that's not going to work, especially with people like me who know history.
All their sponsors would immediately take place. Everything that they're connected to, they would be ostracized for the rest of their life. Nobody.
This nigga said ostracized. Damn. Why they always get these mush mouth niggas who can't talk? He said they're going to be ostracized. Hold on, I got to play that again. Yeah, I always get these old mush mouth ass dudes.
Immediately lose all their deals. All their sponsors would immediately take place. Everything that they're connected to, they would be ostracized for the rest of their life. Nobody would touch them. Nobody would come near their brand if they said the N-word on national television. But it is okay for a black person to call a white person who is not a white supremacist a white supremacist. Now, I understand
that. But if they harm black people based on race, that's the definition of a white supremacist. Getting you up here to deny it don't change the reality.
She has a First Amendment right to say that. And that's what the Constitution does. It protects. It protects our right to say whatever we want to say.
So what are you talking about then, nigga? See, the thing, y'all can't have it both ways. Because people like to thump that First Amendment talk, and especially the white supremacists, they love running around talking about free speech while they're running people down in cars. They will free speech you all day, talk that free speech stuff, but when the system, when black folks say something, all of a sudden, we're supposed to get reprimanded.
We don't have a muzzle on our mouths. And I agree to that part. She has a right to say that. She has a right to say that. But what bothers me is how corporate America seems to tend to turn a blind eye to a racially derogatory term that is given to that is presented to a white person. But they respond completely different when a racially derogatory term.
Okay, listen. Okay, you hear this nigga mumbling. Okay, then that's probably enough. I'm going to play him. But you see what they're doing. This is what the white supremacists are doing. See, the white supremacists are always trying to figure out ways to kind of counter any negative heat coming towards them. So their job is to come up with talking points that they can use to debunk all of the facts that's coming out about their views. They're constantly trying to refine themselves. And right now, because white supremacy is on the hot seat, they're trying to come up with ways to refine their talking points and come up with a logical talking point against being labeled a white supremacist. So now they're testing their Negroes out to do the dirty work for them. He's basically reading a script. And what happens is you have these white supremacist think tanks who come up with people working on different debunking strategies, and they'll give these token Negroes the script so they can go out there and try them first, see how it flies, learn how to tweak it a little bit, and they'll try to test it up against people who are thorough with the mouthpiece, like me and others. You dig? This is why they hate us so much, and they love to try to shut us down, people who call out white supremacy. But that's what they're doing with this dude. They've given him a script, and they're trying to come up with ways to counter charges of being white supremacists. And they're trying to now make the term white supremacy a racial epithet. I'm telling y'all, this is what they're trying to do now. They're going to go out here and try to compare white supremacy, the term white supremacy, with the term nigga. This is what they're trying to do now. They're working it out now. They're working out all the kinks and the bugs. And understand, this is why we got to be on code and understand history and show the history of the word and the history of white supremacy. The term is a word that they gave us. They told us that they were white supremacists, and they'll try to lie about the Confederacy. We got to have our receipt game in order. I can show you several of these Confederate people who went on and on about being white supremacists. All right, let me play a little bit more.
It's given to a black person. And this is, but yet wrong is wrong. White people don't want to be called white supremacists or labeled as a white supremacist when they're not a white supremacist. And black people don't want to be called N-words when they're not. ESPN should be ashamed. ESPN should be ashamed of themselves. That they're creating that they're part of the problem of why our country is so politically correct and not focusing on the content of our characters, but we're still focusing on the color of our skin. It is wrong either way. Wrong is wrong, period. I don't defend white supremacists.
Yes, you do.
I'm standing up for them.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I'm simply saying that, you know, if
he can't even get it out. I ain't defending white supremacy, but I'm simply saying, why are these Sambos always stuttering, like rolling? The DVDs are coming.
Focusing on the color of our skin. It is wrong either way. Wrong is wrong. Period. I don't defend white supremacists. I'm not standing up for them. I'm simply saying that, you know, if you're going to uphold one person to be wrong, if a white person calls a black person the N-word or any derogatory term on.
Well, there's no reason to call a black person a nigger other than to antagonize your victim of white supremacy. There's no reason to call a black person a nigger. Other than to antagonize them, and you usually call a black person a nigga when you're about to harm them, we have to identify when a person is a white supremacist or a suspected white supremacist so we can damn be safe, because we live in a system where white supremacy dominates every area of activity. So our lives are in jeopardy because of white supremacy. The FBI put out a report saying that white supremacist groups have infiltrated law enforcement. So it saves our lives to be able to possibly identify suspected white supremacy, because our lives are in danger. You got state-sanctioned white supremacists who got a green light to kill us. So that's a real false equivalency there.
National television, that's their right to say that. That's their right to believe that. But the corporation that, or the platform in which they said it, should make it very clear that that's not their standpoints, and they should immediately remove themselves or separate themselves from that individual who gave the derogatory term towards the black person. But the thing...
Now, this is just plantation babble at this point.
...is it should be the very same for anybody across the board. If ESPN... supports racially derogatory terms being spoken on their platform, then obviously they do, because they stand behind.
That's enough. It's just Sambo babble at this point. So y'all get the point. It's just Sambo babble at this point. But that's how systematic white supremacy works. They get their token Negroes to do the dirty work for them. You dig? We got people in the chat room. Yeah, I'm banning you. And I know you white supremacists are using different proxies and all that. Again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. The phone lines are open. Don't be a pussy in the chat room whining because you cannot call up. The phone lines are wide open right now. If any of you white supremacists in the chat room with your multiple accounts and your IP changers and all this white supremacy nerd stuff you got, call up. 818-850-5404. I'm about to be up out of here. Oh, no, ain't nobody's calling. They said that they're calling. And the phone line is wide open right now. These people are not calling. They're lying. They are lying. They're in the chat room talking about they're trying to call up. The phone lines are wide open right now. They are not calling. Trust me, I would answer the phone. None of them are calling right now. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Understand, the white supremacists are cowards. They're big pussies. They're not going to do nothing. They're not going to call up. They're not going to get this work. Their job is to antagonize victims of white supremacy. And this is why we got to have our own media. We got to have our own platforms. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to go to the new movie, 1804, coming to theaters nationwide next month. Y'all need to get your tickets tonight. 1804movie.com. Everybody get their tickets tonight. 1804movie.com. And go to hiddencolorsfilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. All of you should have Hidden Colors. What's up? Who's calling?
John from South Carolina. I was wondering if you could touch on the Floyd Mayweather subject.
What's your name, brother?
Jonathan from South Carolina. Big fan, man. You tweeted me a couple times on Twitter. Brother, I wanted you could touch on the Floyd Mayweather subject.
What about Floyd? What did Floyd do?
He came out and defended Donald Trump about grabbing people by the pussy.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got that. Thanks for the call. Oh, yeah, Donald... I saw the headline where they said Floyd Mayweather said he doesn't have a problem with Donald Trump. It's locker room talk. Yeah, I understand what Floyd, look, if Floyd says anything about Trump, they're going to try to attack him. So, you know, it's like whatever. You know, Floyd understands that there's a bunch of racists out here who are just looking for any reason to attack him. So he's just being political. You dig? Again, I'm going to get one more time. 818-850-5404. I'm about to close it out. If one of the white supremacists in the chat room, we have several. Y'all want to call up, call on up. I know you're too pussy. You're not going to do it, but it is what it is. Again, y'all need to go to 1804movie.com, ladies and gentlemen. 1804movie.com. Get your movie tickets to come join us. To watch this monumental movie. It looks and sounds great. I saw some rough cuts the other day. It looks absolutely phenomenal. What's up? Who's calling?
It's Carl from South LA. What's up, Tariq?
What's up, man? I'm going to have you call back in a minute, brother. But yeah, the movie looks great, man. You're going to really love it. The Hidden History of Haiti. Great movie. And this is why y'all need to watch the Hidden Colors films first, if you have not, so you can prep and get ready for the 1804 movie. And again, go to hiddencolorsfilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to be up out of here, man. Y'all have a good night. And follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. And I'm going to holla.